It was a Sunday, September 24th, 1944, and many Americans were tuned into the NBC syndicated 30-minute mystery horror radio series known as The Weird Circle. Produced in New York, this series ran from 1943 to 1945, and it featured stories derived from classic horror, ghost tales, supernatural stories, written by popular authors such as Henri de Balzac, Charles Dickens, Emily Bronte, Robert Louis Stevenson, Edgar Allan Poe, and many others. The format of the show was that each story began with introducing the narrator first, and then proceeding to the plot of the evening's presentation. Mystery and horror series were popular during the time these series were aired. There were 78 programs produced during the run. Well, if we could go back into time, to the night of Sunday, September 24th, 1944, you would be listening to the Weird Circle's story entitled The Bell Tower, the story of the Italian genius who built the world's most beautiful tower. Here is the ruin of a great bell tower built by the great Benedonna 400 years ago. It doesn't look like much now, just a heap of rubble, shapeless, covered with earth and black moss. If you hadn't been told it was once a bell tower, the pride of all Italy, you would only think it was an ugly rubbish pile mercifully grown over by the jungle of time. But dreams and memories lie buried beneath, and the ghost of a man and his genius are said to haunt this spot. Heirloom Radio, a different kind of oldies program, invites you to listen to The Weird Circle's tale of The Bell Tower, a radio adaptation from a short story written by Herman Moby Dick Melville that was originally published in 1856. Melville's original story is a dark mystery about an eccentric architect named Benedonna who sets out on a quest to build a magnificent bell tower. And as the building progresses, local townspeople begin to hear mysterious occurrences in the tower, which leads to a suspenseful conclusion. My name is John Lovering. I'm your host for Heirloom Radio, and I thank you for listening.
In this cave by the restless sea, we are met to call from out the past stories strange and weird. Bellkeeper, toll the bell, so all may know we are gathered again in the Weird Circle. Of a world gone by, speak again the immortal tale, the Bell Tower. Here is the ruin of the famous Bell Tower built by the great Benedonna 4 centuries ago. It doesn't look like much, does it? A heap of rubble, shapeless, covered with earth and black moss. If I hadn't told you it was once a bell tower, the pride of all Italy, you would think it was only an ugly rubbish pile, mercifully grown over by the jungle of time. But dreams lie buried here, and memories, and the ghosts of a man and his genius are said to haunt the spot. Some even say the spirit of Benedonna's bell still tolls high up in the silent night sky. Others scoff, a bell cannot have a ghost, even if there were such things. But what is that ghostly sound? Surely no earthly bell ever sounded like that. Can it be that Bonadonna's bell actually does toll for its long-dead maker, though this tower that supported it is now no more? Or does the shade of Bonadonna himself still linger here, thinking back to the day he was called in by the chief magistrate of the town?
I'm flattered, Your Honor, that the chief magistrate of so prosperous a town should have heard of the humble architect called Bonadonna.
Your pretended modesty is not very convincing, Signor Bonadonna. But if I were responsible for the wonderful monuments you have built, I suppose I wouldn't be very modest either.
Naturally. But there is only one Bonadonna. Perhaps you should start by imagining yourself Michelangelo and work up to imagining yourself the incomparable Bonadonna.
Michelangelo was a very great artist.
A beginner. He would have sat at my feet.
Your views are interesting, Signor Bonadonna, but it was not to discuss art that I summoned you
here. Spare the oratory, Your Honor. My time is valuable.
To be sure. Briefly, Signor, our town has grown rich through trade with the Near East. And now, at last, we can afford the finest monument in all of Italy. The elders have voted to have you build the most imposing bell tower that your genius can conceive.
Your town must be very rich indeed to afford my services.
Never fear, the money is there. More than you have ever been paid for. And if you build a bell tower that will bring admirers from all over the civilized world, you will get a bonus of twice the fee agreed upon.
That is an incentive.
Can you fulfill it?
I will erect a bell tower that will endure forever. Its fame will be known wherever men dwell, be it in palaces or caves.
That, Signor Bonadonna, is precisely what we want.
And I am just the man to do it.
The town suddenly realized what real activity was when Bonadonna brought his crew of masons and artisans. The chief magistrate and the elders came day by day to marvel as stone by stone and month after month the tower strained toward the sky. But there were some who grumbled at this amazing creation of Bonadonna's genius.
I tell you, Bonadonna is mad. No matter how great an architect he is, he can't build a tower as high as this without a wider base.
He wants to build it so slim and tall that people will wonder how it stands against even the gentlest breeze.
Against the breeze, yes. But when the winter gales roar down from the mountains...
It'll topple like a pencil stood on end.
Take it easy. There.
More bricks for you, Enrico and Cesare.
Careful how you dump those bricks, Paolo.
You want the whole insane tower to come tumbling down?
Oh, you two are always grumbling. One would think you were better architects than Bonadonna himself.
Better than he used to be? No. But Signor Bonadonna is not as sane and cautious as he once was.
What? Are you hinting that he is...
Crazy? Yes. You think he is not a maniac, eh, Paolo?
That's right.
We will prove it, then. We are on the top of the tower, huh? How high above the ground are we?
200 feet.
And Bonadonna proposes to build it another 100 feet, 300 in all. Yet the base is wide enough for a tower only half that height.
Already you can feel it sway when the wind is strong.
What will happen when the winter comes and the gales roar down from the mountain?
Always you are asking that question, Enrico. And you never phrase it differently.
This is no time for literary effect. Answer what I ask.
Well, I don't know. I am no Bonadonna. He must have made allowances for the wind and earthquake.
With a huge bell and clock on top of the tower?
The weight alone will be enough to pull the whole thing down. And when the gales roar down from the mountain...
I know. Well, I will admit that my wife worries when I leave for work in the morning.
And why, Paolo?
Well, it's silly. You know how women talk. She says if the tower stands when it is 300 feet tall, it will prove that Bonadonna is in league with Satan.
Ah. That is a possibility,
Cesare. Of course, Enrico. I had not thought of it.
That would explain why he thinks it can stand on so small a base.
And the gales that will roar down from the mountains will not tumble it to the ground.
Manadona, in league with Satan.
Hey! Hey, you up there! What are you doing, chattering and loafing? Get to work!
Slave driver.
Tool of the devil. The Lord will have vengeance for this blasphemous bell tower. He will smash it to the ground, and you along with it.
All right, you incompetent fools. The metal is molten. Swing it over to the mold. Ready now. Into the mold. Pour. There. Everything is finished. Now all we have to do is wait for the bell to cool in its mold. And then haul it up to the top of the tower.
Signor Bernadotte.
What is it, Paolo?
The men and I, we have been talking. My wife, too. Of course, you know what women are, but it's different with the men. I mean, we're all experienced. We've worked with you a long time.
What in the name of heaven are you gabbling about?
You dare to use that sacred name, you?
Name of the saints? Who has a better right than the great Bernadotte? Will you come to the point?
It is the bell tower, signor. There is only one way that a tower so high can be supported by so slim a base.
Yes. Which way is that?
By a pact with the devil.
You fools! You superstitious apes! I am hundreds of years ahead of my time. I worked out mathematically every stress and strain before the first shovel dug into the soil. I don't need Satan. My science is enough.
But, senor, look at the size of the bell we are casting. When we pull it up to the top of the tower, its weight will make the whole thing...
Stupido vigliacco maledesso!
Signor Bernadona, what are you going to do?
You will stop me!
Signor.
You hear?
Signor.
This tower
signor,
is my dream!
No, senor!
I'll
signor.
Kill you, you
signor.
Interfere with
no.
My plans!
No!
Inno! That will teach you to meddle. Does anyone else want a taste of the same medicine? I thought not. All right. Remove the body of this poor dead fool. And then get back to work. And I'll stand for no more nonsense. Or Paolo will have company in the graveyard.
Murderer, you will hang for this.
The great Bernadotte? Hang for the killing of a stupid pig? No. There is no court that would convict the greatest architect in all Italy.
Poor Paolo. How are we going to break the news to his wife?
Look, with one blow of that murderous ladle, that devil's accomplice smashed in his skull. See how the blood is spattered everywhere. Oh, Enrico.
What is it, Cesare?
Look at the bell we are casting.
Dio mio. A drop of Paolo's blood splashed into the molten metal. It is an evil omen.
Your attention, please, worshipful elders of our fair town. We are gathered here to sit in judgment upon one Bernadotte architect who has been accused of slaying one Paolo, artisan. You have heard the testimony of the eyewitnesses. Now I will call the defendant to state his case. Signor Bernadotte, what have you to say in your defense?
If it please your honor, would you clear the court of all spectators and witnesses for the deceased?
Very well. Clear the court.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Now, Signor Bernadotte, is it or is it not true that you killed Paolo, the artisan, with a blow of a heavy utensil known as a ladle, which is used for pouring molten metal?
Yes, I did, Your Honor.
Then you plead guilty.
Oh, no, Your Honor. I would not do anything like that to harm your interests.
Say? How would your pleading guilty harm my interests?
The bell tower I'm building is a very costly monument, is it not?
Naturally, naturally. Our town is rich and we want nothing but the best.
But a half-completed tower would be the laughingstock of all Italy, isn't that so? Not to mention a waste of the money that has already been spent on it.
You have a point there. Yes,
I can imimagine the scene 100 years from now. Visitors from some distant land are gazing at the topless monstrosity. Oh, how sad, one of them exclaims. This could have been the most beautiful bell tower in the whole wide world. Why was it never finished? Do you not know, asks another. The architect, the Maestro Bonadonna, slew a meddlesome fool who got just what he deserved. But Bonadonna was hanged. The tower was never completed because nobody could duplicate the great architect's plans, and the art of designing monuments was set back for many centuries. Oh, what a pity, the first one laments. It's enough to wrench even a tyrant's heart.
Of course, justice must be done, Signor Bonadonna.
Justice has been done. Paolo would have worked his fellow idiots into a superstitious rage. And all the money you have invested in the tower would have gone for naught.
Yes, Signor Bonadonna. Yes. We, the elders and I, have the sacred duty of handling our neighbor's money. Therefore, it is my opinion that you acted wisely and in the best interest of the town by quelling the threatened revolt. Do you agree, venerable colleagues?
I agree.
Then, Signor Bonadonna, we absolve you of all guilt in the death of one Paolo Artisan.
Thank you, gentlemen. I knew you would not allow justice to be undone. Now I shall return to my work on the bell tower, which I will force to completion as speedily as possible. Addio. Well, well, my faithful friends. The great Bonadonna is free. Why is it that some of you do not look properly joyful?
You are free now, you tool of Satan! But Paolo will have his revenge from the grave! And soon!
That drop of blood that splashed into the molten casting of the bell when Bonadonna killed Paolo, everyone said was an omen from beyond. An omen that poor dead Paolo would take vengeance on Bonadonna for his murder. Yet, nothing seemed to happen. But the day finally arrived when the bell was to be swung up to the top of the tower. And then, at last, the workmen felt that Bonadonna's time on earth was drawing to an end.
Oh, what a beauty. The biggest and most exquisite bell that ever was made. Oh, but wait. What is this? A flaw at the nape of my beautiful bell. Oh, I will soon have this fault fixed. Just chip out the weak metal. Scrape away the rough edges and fill it in with this secret formula of mine. There, as good as new. All right, everybody. We're ready to swing the bell into position. Grab the rope. Ready now. Pull! Easy now. Easy. That's it. Down a bit. All right. There you are. There. The bell is in place. Now, what have you to say, you ignorant jackanapes?
You thought you could teach Bonadonna something about architecture, huh? Well, this bell tower will outlast you and your entire line of descendants. Perhaps it will outlast time itself. And now I start on the mechanism to strike the bell on the hours. If my tower is the wonder of Italy, my mechanical ringer will be the wonder of the world.
I'm coming. The idea of waking up a man of my position at this time of night. Well, what is it?
Your pardon, Your Honor. Forgive us for waking you so late at night.
Yes, but it was necessary, Your Honor. It's urgent.
Hey! Oh, you're two of the men who worked on the bell tower, aren't you?
Yes, Your Honor. Yes.
What's wrong? Has an accident befallen Signor Bonadonna?
No, Your Honor, not yet.
That mechanism he is perfecting to strike the hours. He's working secretly on it at the top of the tower.
Everything he needs is brought to the bottom, carefully wrapped up. He opens the door and takes the packages. He permits nobody to see what he's doing.
I find nothing wrong with that. There are men who would sell their souls to learn Bonadonna's secrets.
Perhaps that is how he obtained those secrets, by selling his own soul.
Hey, what's that? Are you bringing a formal charge of witchcraft against Signor Bonadonna?
Well, no, Your Honor.
Quiet, Cesare.
No, Your Honor. We have told you that everything is brought to the bottom of the tower for Signor Bonadonna. That was a mistake. There was one thing he went out and got himself.
Yes.
It was an object the size and shape of a man, wrapped round and round with a white cloth.
If one were to dig up poor dead Paolo from his grave, Your Honor, and carry him furtively to the tower late at night, still clad in his shroud, that is the sort of parcel one would carry, the sort we just saw Signor Bonadonna carrying.
A corpse, an automatic ringing mechanism, and utter secrecy. There is a sinister logic about the combination. There's only one way to be certain.
Yes, Your Honor. That is why we brought these shovels along with us.
Careful, Chester.
Hurry, Enrico! Chester!
Yes, Your Honor, yes.
This confounded night air was always hard on my arthritis. And here in this deserted graveyard, it seems still worse.
We're almost out of the coffin, Your Honor.
I've struck it.
Good. Now make haste.
Come, straight away. Yeah. All right, Chester. The top of the coffin is cleared. Now give me a hand in opening it.
Right.
Easy.
But Paolo's body is still there.
Paolo is still here, Your Honor. But Signor Bonadonna could be using another dead body for his automatic mechanism.
You are right, Cesare. I will speak to Signor Bonadonna the very first thing in the morning. I heard something very disturbing yesterday. You, Signor Bonadonna, are reputed to be making your secret ringing mechanism out of a corpse.
I see. One brought back to life, of course, enslaved by my wizardry to strike the hours forevermore, huh? Naturally, you have a certain measure of proof, Your Honor.
Oh, yes. You were seen carrying what appeared to be a body wrapped in a shroud. It was late at night, and you were hurrying toward the tower as if wishing not to be observed.
It is my inflexible practice never to display my inventions until they can safely be shown. That time will come when the tower is thrown open to the public.
Well, when will that be, Signor?
Tomorrow at noon, Your Honor. And you will see that you and your precious townspeople are the worst pack of meddling fools that ever handicapped a genius. Now, if you'll excuse me, I shall return to my work.
What a strange man. I was so sure of myself. Well, we will know tomorrow if the rumors are true. I can't understand what is delaying Bonadonna. The bell was to ring at the stroke of noon.
It is noon now, Your Honor.
I know, Cesare. That's what puzzles me. Signor Bonadonna is usually a man of his word.
Maybe he found it necessary to make some very sudden changes, Your Honor.
That... Mm-hmm. Yes, that could very well be. Well, we shall soon find out. I'll hail him. Signor Bonadonna! Oh, Signor Bonadonna! He doesn't answer.
Naturally. He is probably much too busy.
Well, we won't give him any more time to destroy the evidence. If we can prove a sorcery charge, we won't have to pay him a button. Open the door.
It's locked.
Then break it down. All right, men, follow me.
I'll see if he's in the clock room.
What a climb. 300 feet straight up into the air.
Your Honor, come here.
What is it, Enrico?
There, what? Your Honor.
Against the bell. It's Signor Bonadonna. Dead.
With his head bashed in just like poor Paolo.
Serves him right if someone murdered him.
But this was not murder, gentlemen. See? He was working on the bell with mallet and chisel. Yeah. Evidently, he had not turned off the clockwork.
And
the heavy hammer of the automatic bell ringer swung round with tremendous power and crushed his head against the bell.
Then the bell ringer is what we thought it was.
No, Cesare. It is no reanimated corpse.
Then what?
It is an amazingly intricate bit of machinery, more ingeniously wrought than any I have ever seen.
And so, Signor Bonadonna was not a tool of the devil. He was a genius, the greatest genius of our time.
Then by whose vengeance did he die?
Perhaps we will never know.
From the dust he came, and to the dust he returns. Peace to your ashes, Bonadonna. The world of men is poorer for your passing. Has Enrico reached the top of the tower yet, Cesare?
Yes, Your Honor.
Then give him the signal.
All right, Enrico!
What's wrong?
The bell has gone loose! Look out, look out! The whole tower is collapsing!
Directly on Bonadonna's coffin.
And drove him so far into the ground, we won't have the expense of the funeral after all.
But is it... Yes, Your Honor, just as we thought.
Well, what are you jabbering about?
The bell, Your Honor. There was a flaw in it where poor Paolo's blood splashed into the molten metal as it was being cast. Signor Bonadonna thought he repaired the flaw, but he hadn't.
Hey! Then what has that got to do with this calamity?
It was right there, Your Honor, that Bonadonna's famous bell cracked. And Paolo has taken his vengeance from the grave.
Well, thank you for listening to The Weird Circle on Iron Loom Radio, a different kind of oldies program. I will leave you with this thought for a day sent in by Antique. The best way to keep looking young is to hang around with old people. Thank you, Anne, for your words of wisdom. Until next time, this is John Lovering for Heirloom Radio. Be safe and stay well.